The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network. www.theflypod.com.
Hello and welcome to the YPod, where we ask questions that you have never thought of with answers you won't hear anywhere else. My name is Grant, and here with me, the man with all the answers, the traveling hobo, Rob.
I like that. It suits me.
Well, you just got back from a month-long vacation traveling the United States, so...
Yeah. And the hobo part, because I always look like a homeless person ever since I just stopped shaving.
Yeah, that. Did you gain any knowledge, any wisdom from your travels?
I gained like 5 pounds of McDonald's weight.
That's good wisdom. The wisdom to not eat McDonald's.
The most wise wisdom of them all.
There goes one sponsor. The reason why I brought up your travels was because all the episodes before this one that are on the network, we recorded them post your travels. So they were all like podcast secret. We did those way earlier, like months before. So this is the first podcast that we're releasing that we actually know we are on a network. And we actually have, I think, everything down pat now, right?
Yeah. I looked less homeless, I would say. I was also way less wise than I am now.
So now, we're wise professionals. I have an excellent question for you today. Maybe the most important question I've ever asked.
Okay.
Why is sliced bread so important?
Sliced bread.
You know the saying, the best thing since sliced bread. Everyone says the saying. I think everyone's heard that. Have you heard this?
I've heard it before, yeah.
And if you heard it, then everyone has heard.
If I've heard... Wait, what does that mean?
Well, last week, you never heard of the cat's pajamas, and clearly, that's a very common thing to say.
That's true. I mean, all the hip kids are saying it now, but I feel like that's different, because bread and cats are inherently different. Everybody talks about cats, because cats are cool, but bread... Bread is like, you know those, what are they called? They're like utility knives.
Those are pretty cool. Swiss Army knives?
Yeah, that's what bread is. Bread is like the Swiss Army knife of food. You can do anything with it. You can do literally anything you want with bread, and it just works.
Well, that's why nothing's better than it.
Like, you can make, like, a bowl out of bread. You can make a ball out. You can make a ball out of bread and then play a sport with it. You can play bread ball.
I've never played bread ball. How do you play?
You take one loaf of bread, and you push it, like, crush it together into a ball, like a really round ball, and then you, like, throw it on the street where there are, like, hobos sitting out, and then you just watch them all fight for the bread ball.
Oh, okay.
Exactly, that's bread ball. Oh. And they're punching each other in the face, and sometimes I'll step in as ref, and I'll be like, ah, and I'll card them.
Oh.
It's very intense.
I think I have played that before.
Yeah.
I called it something else growing up on the streets. We called it Yeast and Feast, but, you know, it was the same concepts. They were still there, so.
Clever. But, yeah, bread is just, like, it's, like, you can do anything with bread. Like, bread is, like, you can use it as a napkin, even. Like, if you're, like, one of those people who's worried about every cent, as poor college students all across America are. Because me, I know that whenever I eat, I get food all over the place. There's food on my shirt right now, see?
Yes,
that's
I
from,
see that.
That's from dinner tonight.
Or two nights ago, who knows? There's just so many stains.
I was actually eating, and the rib, like, I flung it off of my plate onto my lap, and I was like, how do I always do that? I always fling food onto my lap. I seriously don't understand how I do it. But any, like, if I had a piece of bread, you know, this stain wouldn't be here.
Ah, it's like a napkin.
Exactly. Like, it's like, I can't even think of a scenario that you can't use bread to make it better.
So people, they realize how great sliced bread is. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. Everybody just realized, you know, like how mechanics, they have like secret tricks and stuff like that. Like, I know how to get my car to work better because like they just know how to maintain a car really well.
Sure.
Bread is like knowing how to maintain life very well.
Now, I agree with you. Bread is really, really important. Bread's cool, almost like cats. But why sliced bread? Bread's bread. Why would you want to slice a loaf of bread? Because that's in the saying. It says the best thing since sliced bread.
Oh, it's shoot. Not, it's sliced not, bread.
It's not the best thing since bread. Bread's awesome. Bread's pretty great. You need bread to live.
Oh, that's true.
But why sliced bread?
Oh, I guess it must be the economics.
The economics.
Yeah, because when you have like a loaf of bread, a person like myself, I'm like a monster when it comes to food. I'll just eat. If I had a loaf of bread, I would just eat the loaf. I've done that before. I've just eaten loaves of bread. I leave it out, and then sometimes I'll come back to it later and I'll just continue eating where I left off. I don't use it to make a sandwich or anything, but sliced bread helps me save my money. Because I know how much bread I have at all times. When I'm eating the whole loaf, it's just like, I don't know how much longer this will last me.
Are you like me and you get the off-brand bread?
I get the brand, yeah, I get like the Pst brand, yeah, from the grocery store, where it's like the store brand that got old, so they repackaged it as something else, because like the expiration date on the package is already passed.
Yeah, so you instantly get the bread out and it's stale, you're like, well, I'm poor, this is all I can afford. So.
Exactly.
And I couldn't get the loaf, because somehow the loaves are more expensive, even though I have to cut the loaf.
I know.
What's up with that? That's why sliced bread is so great.
Yeah, it's cheaper. I remember at the end of last semester, I was like so just down for money that I just started eating bread sandwiches where I would put bread and then I would salt it and then I would put another piece of bread on top of that and I would just eat that.
bread and bread with a little bit of salt. You're having salt sandwiches. It was delicious.
I'm not saying that it wasn't sad. I'm just saying that that's what I ate. That's how I survived. Everybody has the story of their hard times and I'm just like, yeah, the times.
And that's your life. The story of your hard times is just your entire life.
Mainly because I'm like, I just don't figure things out. Like, I try to tell, like, you know that saying that people say when they're like, if there's something good in your life, you'll tell other people about it.
No, I haven't heard that saying. I've heard the saying, it's the best thing since sliced bread.
Well, there's another saying. I don't know if this is an actual saying, but I've heard somebody say it before. But somebody said, if there's something in your life that's awesome, you'll want to share it with other people. And I've been trying to share bread sandwiches with people, but nobody wants it. Nobody wants to try a bread sandwich, and I have no idea why.
I have a cheap tip for you. If you put some cheese and butter on it and grill it, then you get a grilled cheese sandwich.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay. I knew what went into a grilled cheese, but I always thought that I hate sliced cheese, like sliced American cheese. That is so gross. But grilled cheese, on the other hand, is delicious. With that said, I've never thought of that idea ever. Like, I never thought about making a grilled cheese before, but when next semester starts, man, I'm going to make grilled cheeses all the time.
Maybe you should cut out the cheese, like, get rid of the cheese, and make your bread sandwiches, but grilled bread sandwiches.
Oh my gosh, that's genius. I'll just, yeah.
Butter and salt, that's all you need to live.
I know. The only problem with it is, like, I could feel my cholesterol rising, like, every bite. It was insane.
So I think it's about time that I tell you why sliced bread, the saying, the best thing since sliced bread, start spreading around.
Okay.
So the first bread slicing machine was made by Frederick Rowetter in 1928. It became a pretty big deal. Newspapers were all featuring it as the front page. Like, sliced bread, whoa, this is cool. So you're pretty much right in that sense. Like, sliced bread is just cool. So,
like a cat.
Yeah. But here is where it kind of took a turn, and this is like how most things are. By the 1930s, pre-sliced bread was fully commercialized. It was like the standard, all bread was pretty much sliced and sold that way. Mm-hmm. And then products like the toaster start coming out that even more reinforce this standard that all bread should be sliced.
Yeah, the only thing better than sliced bread is toast. I feel like that should be the same. Like, that's the best thing since toast.
So then, at that point, they started using the saying, the best thing since sliced bread, to just hype up all their new products that they're making, like toasters. And Wonder Bread, the like company that's still around today,
yeah,
that sliced bread, they even adopted that as their slogan. So the best thing since sliced bread was just a way to hype people up, just market it out there, that bread's cool. So it was just a marketing scheme, and that's why everyone adapted it to it, because
dang,
just to sell.
I feel like what I'm learning here is, I'm learning two things tonight. One is that a grilled cheese is something that I can do as a meal, and I won't have to eat sad bread sandwiches anymore. And I feel like I can also, like, I feel like I can market people, like, I feel like I can hype people up about stuff.
You can be bread's hype man.
I don't want to be bread's hype man, but okay. I'll be, like, the hype man for something else, like, something obscure.
And you just say, that's the best thing since...
It's the best thing since...
What about the Wi-Fi? That's the best thing since the Wi-Fi. Get out there, Rob. Start hyping us up. Get the audiences listening.
Yeah, I mean, definitely.
go out and share this episode. Tell people why we're the best thing since sliced bread.
Or toast. We're the best thing since toast.
We're even better than toast. We're the Y Pod. So you can contact us using the hashtag OctothorpeWP, because we're still sticking with that.
On Facebook or Twitter, you can follow us. My name is @RobIsAwkward.
And I am @GrantTBowling. And contact us with any Y questions also on, what's our Gmail?
TheYPod@gmail.com.
And those are all the ways to contact us. Have a wonderful evening.